Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Tens of thousands of attendees of the Burning Man Festival in Nevada are expected to begin driving out today after rain and mud cut off the only road. Corrine Valdovinos from Minneapolis is there.
This is meant to be unpredictable, and that's exactly what we got.
One person died during the festival. The local sheriff's office has not revealed the cause, only saying it's unrelated to the heavy storms. CBS News correspondent Elise Preston reports on previous weather woes.
The festival has faced weather-related difficulties in the past, from heat waves to dust storms. But attendees who have gone for more than a decade say they've never experienced a disaster like this.
It may be the unofficial end to summer, but thermometers across the country won't be registering it just yet, as the Weather Channel meteorologist Jordan Steele explains.
We're talking 167 million above 90 degrees today. Tomorrow's no picnic either. I think the record potential will be from the Great Lakes to the Plains, also the Mid-Atlantic up to New York City.
Minnesota's Department of Corrections says an inmate takeover of a prison living unit has been resolved without incident.
Corrections officials say an emergency situation at Minnesota Correctional Facility Stillwater has been resolved after about 100 inmates in one living unit refused to return to their cells. DOC Commissioner Paul Schnell says the prison has had to limit time outside cells because it's understaffed. In 2018, the facility was the site of an officer's murder at the hands of an inmate.
Correspondent Matt Piper reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced he's replacing his defense minister. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab explains why.
Alexei Reznikov will be remembered for convincing his counterparts around the world that the impossible was possible, that by arming Ukraine, it could push back powerful Russia. But as the summer offensive grinds on with limited gains, President Zelensky said it was time for a, quote, different approach.
President Biden is in Philadelphia for a Labor Day parade and festival. KYWTV's Brandon Goldner.
He's expected to attend a rally at the Sheet Metal Workers Local 19 office. Afterwards, union members and their families will march to Penn's Landing, where the festival will be held. President Biden has repeatedly said he intends to be the most pro-union president in history.
Key West, Florida held a festive parade known as a Second Line March. It was in honor of singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett, who died Friday at the age of 76. Buffett was a longtime resident of the city. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It can be stressful when unexpected expenses come up, but Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. No interest, late fees, or credit check. Join the millions of people who have downloaded Dave and get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. Download the Dave app right now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
Staples has big savings on everything for school or the office. Save on school essentials like notebooks, pens, and crayons. In stock and backed by Staples Price Match Guarantee. Save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. And now save even more with $10 off document printing when you spend $40 or more. Get everything for the office and classroom for less at Staples. Ends 9/30. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details. Price Match Guarantee in store only. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 97. Winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 73. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 94. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back, everyone, for hour two of Seth Faces the Music, the working show today. And we started off that set with Todd Rundgren, Bang on the Drum All Day, a big dumb rock song, which he said he wanted to make. And that was followed by Kibo Mato, the duo of Yuka Honda and Miho Hattori, and adding a few other members later on, including Timo Ellis and Sean Lennon, with Working for Vacation. Coming up next, we have a song by the Chanteuse, actress, singer, songwriter, she's a lot of things, Melissa Manchester, and a song from her album For the Working Girl. The song itself, though, has the syntax backwards, so technically the song we're playing next is Working Girl for the...
In the chorus, doing three shows a night, wearing fishnets and feathers under blinding white lights. I've served shorts to hard hats who had booze on their lips, been fondled and leered at for an occasional. Size of her purse. From Detroit to Des Moines, it's the same ugly scene. I'm a cog, you're a wheel, he's a king, she's a queen. From the smokestacks to the meat
same ugly scene. sleep no day, you work no night. I made a lot of money, but it don't feel right, don't you know, babe? Well, I've seen the world and it's seen me in a strange kind of way. Yes, I'm free, don't you know, babe? Well, I've seen the bad and I've seen the good, but now I won't declare my blood, don't you know, babe?
Psychedelic band 10 years after with Working on the Road. And that's going to bring us up to our next break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we are going to find a coal mine and we are going to go into it and start working. And then we'll sing a song about it. So you know you're not going to want to miss that, right? This is WFHR.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen. for late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired.
We started off by Working in a Coal Mine there with Lee Dorsey, a classic R&B hit. And then we moved to Working in a Gold Mine with Aztec Camera, a.k.a. Roddy Frame. More or less, he is Aztec Camera. Up next, we're going to go to the wilds of New Jersey. Well, I don't know if that's where this takes place or not, but the singer is definitely from that state. And this is probably one of the few tracks from his gigantic selling Born in the USA that wasn't a hit single. But you know what? It's still a pretty good song. Here's The Boss with Working on the Highway. You know, as a premise for a movie, when you have a welder that moonlights as a flash dancer doing highly artistic, stylized dancing in front of blue-collar guys, I don't know. The movie makes zero sense. But the song by Michael Cimbello, Maniac, well, that's just good disco. One more break ahead, everyone, before we wrap up the show here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we've got a classic crossover hit from one of the greatest session musicians that ever lived. And good for him that he later became a household name of sorts, had his own TV show, and released several hits. So he's up next here on Seth Faces the Music on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
slipped right through him. He took his time, he took his time. He knew the feeling of contentment. Actor is actor. An actor's actor. Smile the smile uncomprehending. While he combed his hair, he combed his hair. So he'd impress her. They took a ride. They took a ride.
We open this final set with Glenn Campbell and Wichita Lineman, big hit for him. And then we played a song by the venerable indie rock band Yo La Tengo with Barnaby, Hardly Working, another cheery anthem from a alternative rock band from the 90s, he said with heavy sarcasm. Up next, we have a song by a group who hit it big in 1985 with their album Songs from the Big Chair. And this is kind of a deep cut from that album. So sit back, relax, and listen to Tears for Fears, The Working Hour. Thank you. We've got one more song to go today on Seth Faces the Music, and that is going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I hope you have had a good time with our topic this week. We will be back again next week with a new theme and a ton more great songs for you here on Seth Faces the Music. Here's Gary and Billy to take us out with Working After School. Bye-bye.
Working after school.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba.
Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.